Hello, my friends. I'm Bill McLaughlin. Welcome to St. Paul Sunday.
St. Paul Sunday is produced by Minnesota Public Radio and made possible by a major grant from the Minnesota-based General Mills Foundation, supporting excellence in education, human services, and the arts. Additional funding has been provided by the National Endowment for the Arts and by this Public Radio International station. Join us today with our guest, Eberle.
Well, I have a couple basic, obvious questions to ask the members of the Eberle Ensemble, but before we get to them, let's find out who the members are to begin with. Our clarinetist is Evan Spritzer. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Our violinist, Andreas Schultz. Good to meet you, too. Cellist is Michael Finkel. Hello. Good to meet you. And our pianist, Evelyn Liest.
Hello.
Nice to meet the four of you. So I guess the first obvious question now is an ensemble made up of clarinet, violin, cello, and piano. How did you come to that particular setup?
Well, one summer, we were all kind of bored and wanted to play a concert. We were all friends, and we got together, and these were the instruments that we had. So it just happened impromptu. And, of course, there's lots of repertoire, especially because of Tashi. Mm-hmm. They commissioned quite a few composers, and we do a lot of trios and duos, too.
Folks, do you know this name, Tashi? Because
yes.
They're not around as much as they were in the 70s. It was one of the most interesting chamber ensembles. I'm going to start now with the work of Yehudi Weiner, actually born in Calgary. I just read this in his biography, but his father, Lazar Weiner, is a very famous New York musician, composer, and teacher, and especially a composer of Jewish music and scholar of Jewish music. And this piece that we're going to hear is called Tanz und Meisele, which is Dance and Little Story. And Yehudi Weiner has a charming story. He says when he himself was not quite 2 years old, his father wrote a little piece for him, which is called Dance and Little Story. And now, at the end of his father's life, he's returning the favor. He said this was the last piece which his father heard before he died. Music now from 1982 with the Eberle Ensemble, music of Yehudi Weiner, Dance and Little Story.
Thank you.
That's quite an atmosphere that that piece makes. This is music of Yehudi Weiner, his dance and little story for the ensemble that we just heard playing at the Eberle Ensemble, which is made up of clarinet, violin, cello, and piano. And what's interesting about the way this music changes, the opening is almost frenetic to me. It's driven lively, but more than lively. It's almost got a kind of nervousness to it. And midway, just toward the end, actually, of the first section of the dance, it shifts and there's a slow, eerie dance. What does he say in the score there? It's mysterious.
Bizarre and mystic dance.
Bizarre and mystic, yeah. And it takes you somewhere else just then. It's as if an old storyteller just changes. He really goes around a left turn. And that must be hard to make that work. I thought you brought it off brilliantly, the four of you, but...
We had a lot of discussions about it.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Yeah.
And
he can take on many characters.
Uh-huh.
To find one that all of us
can agree on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's charming. We're going to move to music very different, even though it's also 20th century music. It's composed by Max Bruch, who was born in 1838 in Cologne and lived all the way to 1920. This is a tremendous period in German history, of course. It's the rise of Germany under Bismarck and the Kaisers, all the way through the First World War and the dissolution of that empire. And Bruch completely belongs with the old school, doesn't he?
Absolutely. He's Schumann, Strauss leader.
Yeah, he's five years younger than Brahms. Dvorak is only a few years in Tchaikovsky, so he's from that generation. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is this piece, which was written for his son, who was a clarinetist, a man called Max Felix Bruch, is written in 1908-1909. So it's just before the First World War. But what kind of mood do we find in it?
Extremely upbeat, or sort of passionate and romantic, looking backwards.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to when you think of the experiments that were going on in music, Germany and Austria at that time, this is sort of a different stream.
Yeah, folks, if you think about what was going on in Paris that time, 1908-1909, as Stravinsky's unveiling publicly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the first ballet. I think Firebird comes in 1909 or 10, then comes Petrushkin, Rite of Spring, all within 3 years of this piece. We're not dealing with that version of the 20th century. We're dealing with music that looks back over its shoulder to this golden period of German romantic music.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely piece. From this 8 pieces now for this combination of cello, clarinet, and piano, we're going to hear the second movement, marked Allegro con moto. Here are the members of the Eberle Ensemble with music of Max Bruch. with lovely music. The composer is Max Bruch, was born all the way back in 1838. This piece was written in 1989. It's one of his eight pieces for this combination of cello, clarinet, and piano. We hear the second movement, played by members of the Eberle Ensemble. That was Evan Spritzer, our clarinetist. Our cellist is Michael Finkel, and Evelyn Liest is our pianist. Makes me realize that we don't know enough, or at least I don't know enough, of the music of Max Bruch. What's wonderful about this piece is, even though it's on the verge of the First World War, 1908-1909, he still can create, absolutely with greatest sincerity, this beautiful mood of kind of autumnal romanticism. It's the same as Brahms, who was gone by this time nearly 10 years. Mm. Must be fun for the clarinetist to play. This is one of the great pieces for your repertoire.
It's perfectly written. The tunes just inspired you to play as beautifully as possible.
Yeah.
That sort of romantic looking back as opposed to looking forward to the rest of the century is nice.
I should take a moment to let anyone who's just tuned in the last couple of minutes know that we're making this program with the Eberle Ensemble. Its members are Evan Spritzer, the clarinetist, Andreas Schultz, our violinist, Michael Finkel is our cellist, Evelyn Lust is our pianist. I'm Bill McLaughlin, and you're tuned to St. Paul Sunday. If you'd like to know more about the Eberle Ensemble, we can help you with our website. You can find us at sunday.mpr.org. That's sunday.m as in Minnesota, pr.org. One of the things that the looking on this website would also link you to is the Schirmer website for our next composer, who's a friend of this show for a long time. We've actually commissioned work from him. He's the newest Pulitzer Prize winner, Aaron J. Kernis. And we have a condition which I've often wished for. Sometimes if somebody comes in and plays music of Brahms or Schumann, I wish that we had Clara Schumann to talk to about how it all went, because she was central to both of those composers. Eveline, you know Mr. Kernis rather well.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, he's my husband for a little over 2 years now, and I knew him before that for about 4 or 5 years. We gradually got together and have been actually together as a couple. I guess that makes it 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Aaron's a pianist himself.
He is an excellent pianist, actually.
And was that part of the connection for the two of you?
No. Well, I knew who he was, and I was looking at his repertoire, actually, for the group. And that's how I first discovered him. But then we actually met through a mutual friend of ours, Eva Grusser, the former head of the Lark Quartet, threw a surprise birthday party for her husband. And so Aaron and I were hiding in the kitchen, whispering together. You know, we were waiting for the birthday boy to show up, and so we're whispering, and we're going to surprise him. And that's how we started. We started talking, and that was the beginning of our relationship.
I can imagine the whispers made enormous crescendo in the marriage.
Certainly did.
Well, it's great. You're going to play a piece which Aaron wrote some years ago. Mm-hmm. It's from a set of piano suite, isn't it?
Piano suite.
Tell us about the suite, and then tell us about this movement.
Okay. The piano suite itself is kind of a children's suite. Aaron said about this piece that he was looking back at Debussy's Children's Corner or Schumann's Kinderszenen. Each movement is about either a child playing or sleeping, and this one is the lullaby, the central movement of the piece, which also stands alone. It has a bittersweet tone, along with a distinctive rocking motive, somewhat reminiscent of the music of Mahler.
Here's Eveline Lust at the piano, music of Aaron J. Kernis, the lullaby for solo piano. Thank you. Wonderful music. Music of Aaron J. Kernis. This is the lullaby from a suite for solo piano called Before Sleep and Dreams. And we heard a remarkable pianist just now, Evelyn Dust, who happens to be married to the composer, so I'm sure it bears his stamp, sort of his imprimatur. One of the things that I love about Aaron's music is that it frequently starts in some sort of language that is almost familiar. It's almost like music you've known somehow from your childhood. I'm just looking at the 4 or 5 of us in this room right now. We've grown up around classical music, so for us it's like our folk music. Brahms, Mahler are sort of our folk music. It's the stuff we've known since we were little. And when you hear Aaron, you hear how much he loves this stuff and how long since he was a little boy. Let's turn to a piece that gets all 4 of you back into action, the entire Everly Ensemble. We're going to turn to music of a friend of ours, Peter Schickley. I won't tell you much about the fact that he, for many, many years, supported himself and his family by having discovered the music of P.D.Q. Bach. The fact is that Peter Schickley, throughout his whole life, has been a wonderful composer and mostly writes for his friends. In fact, the piece we're about to hear was written for David Schifrin, Fred Sherry, some people from Chamber Music Northwest. I'm delighted to see that you all are playing it here today. It's the quartet from 1982. I wonder if I could ask you to show us a little bit about what we're getting into. Folks, if you know all about Peter Schickley and you've heard his radio show, Schickley Mix, you know he makes a great moral proposition out of saying all music is created equal. That means a very great Beatles tune has the same moral musical worth as a song of Franz Schubert. Whether you are subscribed to this or not, he makes a very strong case for it in his own music. And I'd like to grab just a little spot. I was looking at the score of the second movement, which is a kind of beboppy scherzo. I wonder, could you play the first 3, 4, 5 measures? Because watch what I'll get them to do it. You just listen, folks, and then we'll figure out how it is that Peter is making this amazing mix. Here's the middle movement of this quartet of Peter Schickley. That's a marvel, because that all went by in, 10 seconds, maybe. It's 5 measures of music, And in the first three measures, we hear the piano, the violin, and the cello, and you guys are playing a kind of demonic-driven bebop. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm calling bebop, there's a kind of phrasing in bebop where you go to a strong note on the beat, and then you have a little note afterwards. It comes again and again in Charlie Parker bebop hits or Dizzy Gillespie.
Coltrane.
Yeah, exactly. It goes, doo-doo, zum-dum-dum-dum, zero. So you get the accent. It's a kind of weird syncopation that belongs in bebop. And then when the clarinet comes in, Evan, show us what you're playing. And that kind of triplety, pa-da-da-pa-da, comes from ragtime or hoedown or something. These two music have nothing to do with each other. Scott Joplin and Charlie Parker did not come from the same branch of the tree. Mm-hmm. Maybe the same tree, but not the same branch. Mm-hmm. Peter Shickley is a marvelous composer. We're going to hear now his quartet for violin, cello, clarinet, piano. Music from 1982. It's played by the Eberle Ensemble. Evan Spritzer is our clarinetist. Andreas Schultz, our violinist. Michael Finkel, our cellist. Evelyn Liest, our pianist. Here's music of Peter Shickley.
Thank you.
there's always a little element in the music of Peter Schickley of Keystone Cops or Max Sennett comedy or something like that. We heard it in the finale. This is a wonderful piece, the quartet for clarinet, violin, cello, and piano, written in 1982 and played for us now by the Eberle Ensemble. And I have to say, the four of you own this piece. It's terrific the way you play it. But what marvelous music, that beautiful, to me, is a lullaby, that slow movement. And he's also got this way of mixing bebop and benediction, which is beyond me how he can carry that off. What a wonderful program. Earlier in the program, we heard music of Yehudi Weiner and Max Buch, a piece by Aaron J. Kernis for solo piano, and now this wonderful quartet music by Peter Schickley. And this is a wonderful introduction to this Eberle Ensemble. Thanks so much for coming to make the program.
Thank you.
And that, I'm afraid, is all the time we have for music today. Thanks so much to the Eberle Ensemble. We have Evan Spritzer, the clarinetist. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
Andreas Schultz, great to have you playing violin. You sound just beautiful. Michael Finkel, beautiful cello player. Yeah, and Evelyn Lust, pianist. Wonderful to have the four of you together. Best of luck. Come back again, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
All of you folks, drop us a line and let us know how you like the show. You can write to us at St. Paul Sunday, care of Minnesota Public Radio. That's St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101, or by email. Our address is sunday@mpr.org. That's Sunday at M as in Minnesota, PR.org. Make sure to stay tuned now for all the other great programs coming up on Public Radio Station and make even more certain that you're here next week when we're back with St. Paul Sunday.
St. Paul Sunday is made possible by a major grant from the Minnesota-based General Mills Foundation, supporting excellence in education, human services, and the arts. Additional funding has been provided by the National Endowment for the Arts and by this Public Radio International station. St. Paul Sunday is produced by Minnesota Public Radio in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Your host for the series is Bill McLaughlin. The senior producer is Mary Lee. The music producer is Steve Barnett. And the associate producer is Vaughn Ormsett. The engineer is Tom Mudge. And the production engineer is Michael DeMarc. The St. Paul Sunday website is produced by Nancy Blakestead. This is Marianne Sullivan.
You've been listening to Folk Dances from Moravia, as performed by the Shkampa String Quartet, one of the selections on St. Paul Sunday's newest compact disc, Mixed Company. Visit our website at stpaulsunday.org to order your copy of Mixed Company, Music from St. Paul Sunday. This recording includes performances of Gil Shaham, the Juilliard String Quartet, and many more, all recorded for this program and many not available elsewhere. Order your copy of Mixed Company from the St. Paul Sunday website, stpaulsunday.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.